Ella Hughes Lessons, The Unity of Life. Again, Elihu met his pupils in the sacred grove and said, "No man lives unto himself, for every living thing is bound by cords to every other living thing. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will love and not demand love in return. They will not do to other men what they will not have other men do unto them. There are two selves, the higher and lower self. The higher self is human spirit, clothed with soul, made in the form of Allah. The lower self, the carnal self, the body of desires, is a reflection of higher self, distorted by the murky ethers of the flesh. The lower self is an illusion and will pass away. The higher self is a lying man and will not pass away. The higher self is the embodiment of truth. The lower self is truth reversed, and so is falsehood manifest. The higher self is justice, mercy, love, and right. The lower self is what the higher self is not. The lower self breeds hatred, slander, lewdness, murder, theft, and everything that harms. The higher self is the mother of virtues and the harmonies of life. The lower self is rich in promises, but poor in blessedness and peace. It offers pleasure, joy, and satisfying and gain, but gives unrest, misery, and death. It gives men apples that are lovely to the eye and pleasant to the smell. Their cores are full of bitterness and gall. If you would ask me what to study, I would say yourselves, and you well have studied them. And then would ask me what to study next, I would reply yourselves. He who knows well his lower self knows the illusions of the world, knows of the things that pass away. And he who knows his higher self knows Allah, knows well the things that they cannot pass away. Thrice blessed is the man who has made purity and love his very own. He has been ransomed from the perils of the lower self and is himself his higher self. Men seek salvation from an evil that deems a living monster of the netherworld, and they have gods that are but demons in disguise, all-powerful, yet full of jealousy and hate and lust. Favors must be bought with costly sacrifice of fruits and of the lives of birds and animals and humankind. And yet these gods possess no ears to hear, no eyes to see, no heart to sympathize, no power to save. This evil is a myth. These gods are made of air and clothed with the shadow of a thought. The only devil from which man must be redeemed is self, the lower self. If man would find his devil, he must look within. His name is self. If man would find his savior, he must look within. And when the demon self has been dethroned, the savior, love, will be exalted to the throne of power. The David of the light is purity, who slays the strong Goliath of the dark and seeks the savior, love, upon the throne. Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessing to you all. And that was a chapter out of the Moorish Quran, chapter 3, Elihu's Lessons for Unity of Life. Y'all that don't know out there, the Moorish Quran is about Yahushua, Jesus, as y'all call him and know him. I want to welcome y'all this morning to the morning drip. We definitely dripping. I hope y'all had a good weekend, man. I hope y'all was blessed. Hope y'all got some things accomplished. We're going to go roll and go get on into it this morning. I hope y'all hear me well out there. If you can't, give me a call in. Word up, 914-205-5502. Like I said, got a few little news points out there. We've been watching everything, what's been going on with the vaccines. And, you know, Black America scared to death. We don't want to get them vaccines and them shots. And, hey, that's each his own. Everybody choose to do what they do. But I just, me, myself, I personally proceed with caution. I just look at everything, what's going on. It's like too soon for me. You know, I see. You know, they only got so many months. You know, that's all they could promise right now, so many months. So I was just looking at Pfizer and BioNTech and the COVID-19, that they got a South African strain variant. They got different variants out there. So now they're saying that this South African variant is too tough for the, you know, for the first strain. So as it reads right here, it says Pfizer, BioNTech, may COVID-19 vaccine not provide as much protection against the South African variant. Dr. Fauci said, we very well may need to get a booster shot after a year or so to maintain COVID immunity. Pfizer vaccine shown to be effective for at least 6 months. Then it was a case about this fully vaccinated man in critical condition after contracted COVID. So he had received the Johnson & Johnson on the 6th. 3 weeks later, bam, he got the COVID. So the study finds that COVID variants affects vaccinated individuals more than unvaccinated. That's something else I read in the news, that the study finds that COVID variant affects vaccinated, the South African variant affects vaccinated individuals more than unvaccinated. So there's a lot of stuff going on out there, a lot of experimenting going on out there. And like I said, they're using the public for information, public human resources. That's how the test the trials go. So as people fall over, as people get well, as issues come up, these things will be documented and they'll try to make it better or whatever. But like I said, it's a lot of people, man, was inoculated, man. 187 million, it's a lot of people, man. Then you got to go get hit again. You know what's going on in the world. But like I said, to each his own. You got the freedom of choice in the world. It's when your freedom is being obstructed, when somebody is stopping you from being able to do what you want. As long as you're not harming yourself or others, hey, you got that right, man. So that's the thing. Now, when they start forcing you, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to get a vaccine willingly if somebody's telling you, hey, if you don't get this, you can't do this in society. That's not willingly. That means that you're being forced to contract, and the Constitution prohibits that. You got the right to contract if you choose to, not by force. You can't sign a contract under threat, duress, or coercion. No, if you sign that's a void contract. You need to write that on there. I signed under threat. Sign that on there then. Go sign that on there. Sign this under threat, this contract, because they're going to have you sign something waiving your rights. So protect your rights then. And I guarantee you, if you write on there, all rights reserved, signed under threat. You threatening that if I don't take this, I can't go into society. You just write that down. Or sign under threat. I guarantee you they won't administer that shot to you. No, they won't. Because you waive your rights. You protected your rights. They want you to waive your rights. So they won't be liable. What kind of, I'm not no sucker like that, no liability. I ain't taking no nothing like that. So anyway, that's the news on that today. So check the news on the COVID and stuff. You see Dr. Fauci and all them talk about the different variants, and it's just too much. We're just going to be a robot, just full of, and another thing, these are supposed to be booster shots. My great-granny and grandmama and pops, all them, they taught me how to boost my system up. You know, and we usually do it once we start feeling something, but you can always prepare your body, you know, this type of thing. You know, vitamin C, good. I take 1,000 milligram vitamin C with them rose hips. I take them 3 times a day, morning, noon, night. And some other immunity stuff they got out there. They got edelberry stuff and zinc. You take a little stuff for your body and drink a lot of fluid, juice, you feel me, and keep your hands and stuff washed, you know, and then you got to remember. Listen, we just went over this. I hate to say it, but this is the truth. We're not meat eaters. We just eating a lot of this, and it's not just meat. It's just the food, the processed foods. It's the artificial stuff that's going into a natural body, and it's causing a lot of problems. And this so-called soul food diet that we got in so-called Black America, that got to change. That's not soul food. Like I said, soul food make you jump up and down, say, Alhamdulillah, amen, hallelujah, whatever language you speak, it just makes you feel good. It's a word. It's a holy breath. It makes your spirit move. That's soul food. That's slave food, what we've been eating, folks. Let's just call it what it is. Call a spade what it is. The slave food is the bottom of the barrel. Everybody out there, we want to be on the top of the pole. We want to be, you know, those boys and those girls, we want to be hip and everybody follow us. Well, that's garbage right there. That's bottom of the barrel. That's like sitting at the table and everything you've been spitting back on your plate, you discard it, you throwing it down on the ground to your dog. That was the slop.
That was the slinop, man. Y'all eating the slinop out there. Y'all rolling it up, reselling it like it's something good. You know, get your taste buds up, man. Get on something real nice. You feel me? It costs to eat to be a vegan. Yeah. And then the biggest animals in the jungle is vegans. Yeah. Look at the elephant. He ain't eating no meat. Look at the silverback. He ain't eating no meat out there. Big gorilla. Carnivores got fangs and everything, man. They could cut through raw hide, man. They could eat their meat out in the wild, raw hide. Cut through the raw hide and all that. You can't do that. You feel me? If you don't go shoot it down and do what you do, you can't do that. So it wasn't made for you. Y'all need to go read y'all Bibles and stuff again, man, and go right to Genesis and look at there how the word was prescribed to eat for you right there. It was a prescription. And y'all just looking over it. And then you start talking about this new era and New Testament and all that. Well, why is it in the book then? It shouldn't even be in the book then if it's a new era then. It's a new time. But if it is a new era and a new time, you need to go back to the old time because we messed up. Yeah, we messed up. So the word for today. Yeah, you know we keep a word today. Y'all thought I forgot about the word today? Nah, we got a word today. In our series of words. As we progress and evolve together, you feel me? So, today's word is appearance. Appearance. Anybody out there know? Teacher, anybody want to raise their hand? Teacher, nobody in the class know? Appearance. I got somebody to know. Okay. Appearance. Not what we believe, but this is what it is. The definition of appearance. This is according to Mr. Black's Law. Now, this is the seventh edition over here. I'm pulling up. So it says appearance. It's a noun. And it says procedure. A coming into court as a party or interested person or as a lawyer on behalf of a party or interested person. Appear. Again, this is appearance. The definition says it's a procedure. A coming into court as a party or interested person, or as a lawyer on behalf of a party or interested person. So appearance is you could be the party or interested person, and you could be the lawyer on behalf of the party or the interested person, right? Okay, so that means it's different kind of appearances then. That's the conclusion that we just draw. There's different kind of appearances. But did you know that? How many times have you been to court and you just appeared? Yeah, you disappeared. But did you know what kind of appearance you were making? That's the big difference, you see. So that's what we fit the dialogue about today. That's what we fit getting in today. So we can start understanding what's going on in the system. And we can start getting ourselves right in knowing how to proceed. Okay, so now, under appearance, there's different categories of appearance, okay? So there's appearance debene, appearance pro hoc vice, compulsory appearance, and then we get to one that's called general appearance. So we're going to start right there because that's what's going to deal with the courts, going to give us an understanding. Now, general appearance says an appearance for general purposes, which waives a party's ability later to dispute the court's personal jurisdiction. Listen now. I'm going to say that again. General appearance. An appearance for general purposes, which waives a party's ability later to dispute the court's personal jurisdiction. So what are we dealing with there? What all do we got going on, Mr. Suleiman Bey? Okay. So first of all, it's appearance as a general purpose. So that can mean anything. Okay. It's a general purpose. You're waiving your right to later dispute the court's personal jurisdiction. Okay. There's three types of jurisdiction. In personam, subject matter, and territorial. Okay. So they need to meet those three requirements. One of those don't hit, they dead. Okay, that's what you need to understand. So if you're waiving your ability to later dispute the personal jurisdiction, you can never go and say, ask them, hey, how do you have jurisdiction? Because that's what you're supposed to ask in the beginning. That's what you're supposed to set the tone for in the beginning to figure out who is who and what is what. So So as we proceed, we go to special appearance comes up. They have our initial appearance, which will go into the describe initial appearance, then a special appearance. A special appearance says, one, a defendant's pleading that either claims that the court lacks personal jurisdiction over the defendant or objects to improper service of process. Two, a defendant showing up in court for the sole purpose of contesting the court's assertion of personal jurisdiction over the defendant, also termed limited appearance, appearance v. Bean, essay. Now listen to this. We'll go again, special appearance. A defendant's pleading that either claims that the court lacks personal jurisdiction. So this special appearance, remember the general appearance, you waiving your right to dispute that the court got personal jurisdiction. Personal jurisdiction means over your black ass. Let me just say it to you like that. That's what it means. Jurisdiction over your black ass or your white ass or your Indian ass or whatever term that they're coining and using property to use under the statute. Because that's what you are marking on these applications. You're marking that you're black, white, or Indian, or whatever, or Hispanic, or whatever these terms that they're using that you don't understand that they're commercializing, all right? Now, that's the general appearance. You're waiving the right to go back and challenge that, the jurisdiction, okay, personal jurisdiction. Special appearance, okay? You're claiming, you're producing either a claim that they don't, that the court lacks personal jurisdiction over you, over the defendant, or objects to improper service of process, meaning you could be challenging the bill of attainder, which is the warrant, saying that it was properly improperly served because it didn't have the proper identification on there, identified you as black or white or whatever your case is or whatever you're studious and studied up on to present. But it's telling you by special appearance you have these two claims, a defendant's pleading that either claims that the court lacks personal jurisdiction over the defendant or objects to improper service of process. That's one. Number two, a defendant showing up in court for the sole purpose of contesting the court's assertion of personal jurisdiction over the defendant. There were some strong words in there. Now, we remember now, we're dealing with sciences now, mathematicians now. That's what you guys are, you ladies and gentlemen. So you got to understand this wordplay now. Understanding the spells be casting in these words. Y'all got to understand wordplay. It says, a defendant showing up in court for the sole purpose of what? Contesting the court's what? It says, assertion, personal jurisdiction over the defendant. Also termed limited appearance, appearance, indeed being essay. Listen, so that goes to what we talked about previously, what I'm supposed to go on to now. I'm going to walk you through it. So that's all dealing with jurisdiction. That's what the appearance is showing you right there. Appearance is showing you that you set the tone for jurisdiction. Yeah, it's no other way that they don't just have jurisdiction over you. It's depending on how you appear. Now, when you go to court, they can have you in any kind of form they want. They can have shackles and all kinds of stuff on you. But you have the option. First of all, is letting them stick an attorney on you. Because he's going to speak for you. He's going to come in general appearance. You feel me? Yeah, he's going to come by special appearance, but he's going to come on your behalf in general appearance for you. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So that's what you got to understand. So you got to speak for yourself. You don't need no attorney, no lawyer. You want to speak for yourself. Then they want to tell you crazy. Well, I'd rather you tell me you're crazy than you to tell me who I am. And then to put this bogus stuff on me and you don't even have jurisdiction on me, it don't even matter what the charge is. First, we got to set the stage for status. Status determines jurisdiction, which means whether you can adjudicate, which means whether you can oversee the case, whether you can make a decision on this case or not. Yeah, so it's all kinds of stuff at play here. And that's what we're trying to identify and understand as a people so we can stop being kidnapped and taken into these foreign concentration camps, these prison cells. You feel me? You see the case was going on with McGirdit versus Oklahoma. Ladies and gentlemen, that's you. That's you and I. Each one of your families come from them tribes. Each one of your families come from them tribes, from one of the five civilized tribes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yeah, you Creek, you Choctaw, you Cherokee, You one of them five tribes that's out there. Do your studies. Do your studies and see the implications of that case. See that they can't criminalize, and they're going to have to go back and overturn cases, and they ain't going to be able to get all the exuberant extortion money they was getting for all the fees and traffic fees and criminalizing. They was using commercial statutes on aboriginal land. Would you stop it? And then the Supreme Court tell them, man, you can't do that to them people. You can't put them codes and statutes on them people ever. Congress didn't set that land aside for that. That land is set aside. That's them people land. You feel me? So y'all got to understand what's going on, understand who you are. You got to identify. You got to understand the United States is a corporation. And unless you rebuke it, that everybody is considered an artificial person. So there's more than one kind of person. There's artificial person, natural person. Now, jurisdiction. I want to give y'all, touch you up on how that appearance deals with jurisdiction. Because as we were just seeing, everything what it was saying to us, it relates to jurisdiction. Now, jurisdiction says a government's general power to exercise authority over all persons and things within its territories. There goes the word persons again. I don't know how many times I'm going to tell y'all, but you need to break down and define that word persons in a law dictionary. You need to get up to speed and competent in your language and law terminology, because that's the language that's being used and that's been going over your head. And that's what you need to understand. So cut out the slang and get your game up so you can know what's going on. You can't fight the power. You feel me? You can't know if you're being stepped on. You can't know if you're being violated. You can't know if another person is being constitutionally right or if the person is even constitutionally sanctioned if you don't know law. And the supreme law of the land is the Constitution and all treaties in force. So the laws of the Confederation, Articles of Confederation, those deeds and debts and contracts that they was into, the United States was into before forming the Union. Yeah, you need to understand those and know those. So, jurisdiction, again, a government's general power to exercise authority over all persons and things within its territory, okay? So, for instance, if you're from New Jersey, New Jersey's jurisdiction, right? That would be New Jersey's jurisdiction. Two, a court's power to decide a case or issue a decree, the constitutional grant of federal question jurisdiction. Listen, okay? Three, a geographic area within which political or judicial authority may be exercised. The accused fled to another jurisdiction. So it's dealing with geography, it's dealing with the courts, it's dealing with general power of authority, it's dealing with the court's power to decide cases, it's dealing with geographic areas of judicial authority for jurisdiction, and four, a political or judicial subdivision within such an area. So any one of those three priors, a political subdivision within such an area. So that's dealing with jurisdiction right there. That's the first part of jurisdiction. Now, remember that I told you there's three forms in jurisdiction that they have to have. You need to understand that, okay? Now, a lot of time they have what they call subject matter jurisdiction. And to give it to you, subject matter jurisdiction reads this, subject matter jurisdiction. Jurisdiction over the nature of the case and the type of relief sought. The extent to which a court can rule on the conduct of persons or the status of things. That word persons again, I mean, I'm going to have to just pull it up again. It goes that word persons again. There's more than one kind of persons, folks. Yes, a human being is a person, but that's not what they're talking about. That's the first definition in law. They're not talking about a human being, though. Go to the second definition in persons in the law dictionary and see what it says. It's going to tell you about a corporation, about something created by law and given rights and privileges of a human being, but it's not. That's this person they're talking about, and you keep believing, we keep believing that it's us, but it's not us, okay? So subject matter jurisdiction is jurisdiction over the nature of the case and the type of relief sought. The extent to which a court can rule on the conduct of persons or the status of things, also termed jurisdiction of the subject matter. Okay, So that's of the subject slash matter. So over the things or the nature of the thing. So are you a thing?
Okay.
So are you a subject? You are. If you're a U.S. citizen, you're definitely a subject. So that's just something you have to learn to understand, because you are a subject because of the type of person you are. Yeah, you're a person. All persons born are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, our 14th Amendment. So that's what you are. All right? So understand that. So when you get an understanding of that, then you could clear up the misunderstanding and start living better. Okay? Now, that's subject matter jurisdiction. Then we're set to go on to in personam jurisdiction. In personam jurisdiction. See, personal jurisdiction. Okay? This is we're dealing with jurisdiction of the person. It says, a court's power to bring a person into its adjudicative process. Jurisdiction over a defendant's personal rights rather than merely over property interests. Also termed in personam jurisdiction. Jurisdiction in personam, jurisdiction of the person, jurisdiction over the person. Okay, so once again, personal jurisdiction. A court's power to bring a person into its adjudicative process. So, how can they get personal jurisdiction? How can they bring you into their personal, into their adjudicative process? Okay, it says a court's power to bring it. There we go again, a person, folks. That is one of the key words that enslaving you. That word, persons, and not understanding what it is. Listen, folks, it's so imperative that you understand that and teach your kids that and get a good law dictionaries in your house and ones with and the Constitution in your house. That's the supreme law. Listen. I got to go to that definition right now for the people because it keeps popping up too much. And I understand it, so I can't assume that you understand it even because I'm telling you, and I can't assume that you're going to go and read it. It's my duty to give it to you the best way that I can give it to you. So I'm going to give it to you the best way I can give it to you. And by the way, folks, we probably only going to be rolling for an hour today. I usually I started an hour, and then I went up to an hour and a half. And I got two co-hosts that be popping in and do parts of the show with me. So I broke that down to 30 minutes apiece. But I can rock it now. Don't get me confused now. I don't think I can't rock the mic for an hour and a half. I definitely have done it. But I don't know. We'll see how it go today. But usually by myself, I just do the hour because I have other endeavors. So anyway, person. At one, this is from the Law Dictionary, 7th edition. I got this 7th edition because it's special to me. Somebody sent this to me, and it has the Constitution in the back. So I'm really into being in the constitutional fold because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, founding document, you know, that supports this land and what protects people and their rights and their property rights and everything. So you need to go in there and learn that. You need to go in there and learn what's true and precise and indeed. And you go live better. Okay, person. One, a human being. Two, an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being, also termed fictitious person, juristic person, moral person, legal entity. Listen, ain't that a bitch? Excuse my language. I don't mean no disrespect to no women's, because that's a female dog, and I ain't talking about no woman, because a woman ain't a dog. So excuse my language. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Wow. And then it says artificial person, an entity such as a corporation created by law. Okay, that's one. Listen, created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Wow. That's messed up. Yeah, that's messed up right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're just saying that you created a person, this person on paper. that has the rights, and it's like the Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man, the Straw Man. It's like Ted the movie. He had all them little thoughts. He had some rights, and he could move and groove and had a girlfriend and smoke and drink and did his thing. But they told him, sorry, Mr. Ted, you're an artificial person created by law. So Ted was doomed. Now it goes down to natural person. It says a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. So, folks, you have to, in law, you have to put them on deck, on notice, legally on notice, that you are not a corporate person. You're not an artificial person. See, you got this citizenship, and you never knew what it was because it was given to you, along with the other things that was given to you for your demise. But you wonder why we at the bottom. Well, there it is, because we haven't went back inside of ourselves and figured out that, something is wrong. And it's not just me. It's the whole family, the whole so-called black family. Something is going wrong here. We're all estranged, deranged, insane lunatics. We're all in this big melting pot, and out of everybody, we're the worst off. We're still doomed. And Harriet Tubman said it best. Yeah, she would have freed more. They said she freed hundreds of slaves, and she would have freed more, probably thousands, if they would only knew they were slaves. Folks, you don't think you're slaves. You think because you're free. You think because you're balling. You feel me? You think that is on. You feel me? You think that you're free, but you're not. You're not studying the laws. You're not studying what they got on your black ass. You're not studying why, because you got all that they can still pull you over, bam, shoot you down in the middle of the street. You feel me? They can pull you over. You could be an ex-army guy, like they just had the case. Pull you over just because you're black, rough you up, come to find out you were somebody prominent. They don't give a damn because you keep identifying your appearance, and you keep saying that you're black. So if you're black, then you need to understand about the black codes and the black acts. Yeah, you need to understand what the implications of that word, of being African-American, and signing a contract saying that, saying other and to the contrary of what they're saying. So inside Mr. John Bouvier, if that's how you say his name or how you don't say his name, I'll figure that out and correct myself later if that's the case. Because I'm not going to continue to say it wrong. So for all those who might want to call in and spaz out and correct, say, oh, you're saying Mr. Bouvier's name wrong? Or yeah, that's the name of the law dictionary. And it's a law dictionary adapted to the Constitution and laws of the United States of America and of the several states of the American Union with references to the civil and other systems of foreign law. Okay, so the definition of appearance in there is in practice signifies the filing common or special bail to an action. The appearance of the parties is no longer, as formerly, by the actual presence in court, either of themselves or their attorneys. It is to be observed, however, that an appearance of this kind is still supposed and exists in fiction or contemplation of law. Ain't that something? But in fact, the appearance is affected on the part of the defendant, where he is not arrested, by making certain formal entries in the proper office of the court, expressing his appearance, or in case of arrest, I lost my place, or in case of arrest, it may be considered as affected by giving bail to the action. See, did you hear what that just says? It is to be observed, however, that an appearance of this kind is still supposed, meaning that it's a fiction. They already got you. They suppose you already presuppose who you are, and if you don't rebuke that, ladies and gentlemen, you are a U.S. citizen and you are under their jurisdiction, and that's it, and that's it, and that's all. It is to be observed, however, that an appearance of this kind is still supposed and exists in fiction or contemplation of law, not law, contemplation of law, but in fact, the appearance is effected on the part of the defendant, where he is not arrested, by making certain formal entries in the proper office of the court, expressing his appearance, or in case of arrest, it may be considered as affected by giving bail to the action. So listen, so when you go to court, if you arrested already and you go to court, first and foremost, quit agreeing that you are who they say you are, because you got, if you have an identification, that proves one form of jurisdiction right there. They saying that they got jurisdiction, subject matter jurisdiction already right there, because you have their instrument in their pocket. So the nature of the case is dealing with that. That's what they're presuming. That's their assumption right there. Okay? So you can rebuke that. But when they keep saying that that's you, you keep objecting. I don't care to the police, nothing, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Or just remain silent. Let them take you on down, whatever. That, you know, that's not you. First thing you should have did is not have that in their pocket. But most of us, we have that in our pocket. So you have the state seal, the state of California, the state of Louisiana, the state of Texas on your license or identification. That seal, that's who owns you. That's whose jurisdiction you under, okay? That's who rules you agreed to follow. Those are who rules and regulations that you agreed, you gave up, you contracted with them. This is what you did, folks. You contracted with them and you gave up your birthright. Your God-created, unalienable, inalienable, or unalienable, inalienable rights. Those are rights that can't be borrowed, sold, trampled upon, or nothing. But you gave those away. They're still available to you, though. But you gave them away, willingly or unwillingly. But in this case, you willingly did, but it was unknowingly. And the contract is void ab initio from its inception, because you didn't get full disclosure on what the contract was about. You didn't know that DMV was a commercial agency. You didn't know that. You didn't know that you were giving up your birthright, poor child. You didn't know you was giving up your birthrights to get a privilege. So now you could drive, you wasn't harming nobody when you drove down the freeway, excuse me, you guys, without a seatbelt. Who did you harm? Because in law, you have to have an in party. Yeah, you got to have the right to face your accuser. Who did you harm when you drove down the freeway without a seatbelt? The police. So he going to be the accuser, the judge, everybody, right? He going to give you the ticket, everything. He worked for the agency. So he can't be that. He can't give you the ticket, try you, come to court, be your accuser. He can't be that. That's why they have a thing in law where the different branches of government can't cross each other. It's checks and balances. Okay, so that's the thing right there. So we go into court, we're agreeing that we are who they say we are, this contract person that you contracted with. So you drive down the freeway, you speed, they pull you over, get your ticket. Go all through your car, do all this, because you're under their jurisdiction. They say, hey, that's my guy there, that's my girl, that's my nigga, or whatever word they want to use. So you go to court, they still got to get it on the record of who you are. You still have to agree, acquiesce. You have to agree with them. And my pronunciation is kind of off. I've studied. I'm supposed to know how to say it right. Well, I know the word. Yeah. And you agree to it by contract. And they say at your status arraignment, they call it arraignment, at your status conference, because they still have to, remember, status determines the jurisdiction. Before they can adjudicate, they have to have a status conference. How do you know that's true and precise, true and indeed? Because you have arraignment. And first, the first thing they want to know, the only time you get to talk is at that arraignment. Because after that, they're going to stick that attorney and stuff on. You're going to go to talk, and guess what the thing you're going to get to say? They're going to ask you your name. Say for the record your name. Spell it out. That's right. Agree to this contract. Agree that you this artificial person that we got on paper that we contracting with you. So you go say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, that's me. You go say it out. Boom, that's it. They don't need you no more. Got you. You didn't agree. You didn't fell into the fraud. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, that's where you're supposed to refute the fraud. Where the devil is a lie. Refute the devil. The devil is a lie. Yeah, and that's when you're supposed to stand up right there and say, I object. I am not this person. We're going to keep using this word person, because everywhere we look, we see this word person. And we understand that there's two types of person in law. So we're going to say, hey, I object. I am not this person that you have or you're looking for, however you want to say it. You tell them, I'm not this person. And they go ask you probably, what do you mean, or who are you? You go ask them, one, who are you? Who do you say I am? Because I, I, I'm, I'm trying to figure out who are you. You got me kidnapped in here. Because they got to tell you, the judge got to tell you who he is. See? So you want to find out. You want to do the questioning. You don't want to be asking no questions. Because you might don't know how to answer. So you want to put the questions on them. You got the right to face your accuser. Who am I facing? Who has a claim against me? I'm saying, who are you? They're going to say, who are you? I am who I am. I'm trying to figure out who you is. You keep saying I'm this person. And I'm trying to figure out what type of person, because I'm a natural flesh and blood person. I've been called by many things, but I am not that person that you keep calling. That's what you just keep saying. But you never agree that you're this person that they want you to agree and say. Well, this identification says that this is you and this is you. Again, for the record, that the record states, does anybody here have a claim against me? I am not this person that you're saying. This person clearly, what type of form, for the record, what type of form, what type of jurisdiction is this? Right. That's what you want to ask. Because they, well, what type of jurisdiction is this? Can by the judge, you want to ask the judge his name or her name. You want to ask him, you want the delegation of authority placed in the record, which means what jurisdiction are they derived? See, they have to put that into the record, folks. See, when you challenge jurisdiction, they can't answer that just on the record. They have to put that in writing. Byron, remember that? Yeah, I remember that. Oh, Medea. Yeah, you got to put that in writing. Yeah, they got to put that in writing. That's what you need. You need to put that in writing. Stop all proceedings. Shut it down. Yeah, I need that in delegation of authority. By what authority? What jurisdiction is? I'm clearly not this person. Well, who are you? I am who I am. I go by many things. I'm not this person. Clearly, this is not the proper form because, shit, you're foreign to them. Hell. them look totally different from you. Hell, and if they get a chance to get jurisdiction of you, you best believe the jury trial, the trial, and everybody who's going to send your black ass away going to look totally different than you. That's because you're not understanding. So that was that. The jurisdiction. So in personam jurisdiction, subject matter jurisdiction, and territory jurisdiction. Another thing, ladies and gentlemen, because like I said, we deal with the prisoners, legalempowermentgroup101@gmail.com. We got a Legal Empowerment Group website, too, but we're finalizing it, too, because they got some corrections to do. But we're helping the prisoners. We've been working with them, teaching about jurisdiction. There's no statute of limitation for jurisdiction. No matter what you did, they had to have jurisdiction first. They never had no jurisdiction. They never had the status, the proper status, because all the papers say black, white, Indian, Hispanic, all these names that don't identify to the true nationality and identity of the person. All that's dealing with corporate mumbo-jumbo. It's all a bunch of fiction, all a bunch of lies. It's a straw man created on paper. The United States is a corporation, you know. Washington, D.C., that's the nation capital. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest of the United States. Now, these other states, they joined on as a union. They formed a union to join on. But the state's capital was in Washington, D.C. That's the nation right there. That's the biggest it is. The biggest Washington, D.C. is, that's how big it is. This is a union, folks. And slavery was unionized. So you got to understand the jurisdiction. Understand the jurisdiction. If you could, they put the black codes on there. They kept you black. They could keep control of you, to keep you in your hoods, keep you in your community. That's why you got the occupiers, man. They be up and down the freeway, man. It's scary to drive, man. You can't even throw up your flag. You got to hold your card and probably keep it, quit pulling out your card on Europeans, calling, confusing. You know, you can't even throw out your flag, man. Pull you over, they confused. They don't understand. You forgot your Moorish flag flying or on your car or whatever nation you're flying. It'll cause confusion, man. They going to shoot you. You start pulling out your national ID because they're using all this commercial stuff. Most of the public officials are dumbed down. They don't even know. They don't know about sovereignty and natural rights. People think that's something wrong. No. That's what it has to say. You got the right to be your natural self. So that's what I said. Look at the case at McGirt. McGirt versus Oklahoma. Man, that's big implications for all 50 states. And like I said, I know personally, man. I know personally on one side of my family, both sides, but on one side of my family, my family was born and raised. My great-grandma, great-great-grandma, great-great-grandma. Now, my great-grandma was raised on Muskogee Indian Reservation in Muskogee, Georgia. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I know that for a fact. And I know the ones from Georgia and Alabama when in the Muskogee Wars, they was ran out of, it's Muskogee, Georgia, Muskogee, Florida, Muskogee, Alabama. And they was ran, the Muskogee tribe, Creek Nation, Choctaw, all that stuff, man. Listen, I know they ran them out of there. We're Creek Nation. My folks are Creek Nation from Choctaw. And they ran them up into Oklahoma. They set all that land aside for them. So the Creek Nation ceded their land west of the, east of the Mississippi. So that was Georgia, Alabama, all that stuff. They ceded that land over there. But they didn't cede their land west of the Mississippi, which brings us to Oklahoma. Now, I know I got land there. I know I got a land rights entitlement to that treaty. But I wouldn't sign myself on to a tribe because signing myself on a tribe would put me under Indian tax. I wouldn't sign myself on under not a court. I wouldn't sign myself on to a tribe according to no agreement that they got. I can make myself an honorary member because it's in my blood. And see, you can't deny the blood. And that's what y'all need to start understanding, this blood. When y'all searching blood, you feel me? There's no Negroes. There's no black, there's no colors, there's no white. You feel me? Indian is a continent. That's a whole continent. Who are the people in India? See, that's what you got to get to the root of it, nationality. NATO is dealing with nationality, with birth. Listen, I want to give a lot of love to all the organizations out there that work hard to educate the people. You know, whether it's Moors, whether it's Nation of Islam, Five Percenters, whatever kind of people out there, the Christian organization, whatever kind of people to try to educate the people, that's a beautiful thing. But folks, nationality is the order of the day. Man, I know that the Prophet Noble Drew Ali, that's who I follow, that's who brought that to me. Nationality is the order of the day. And in this era of time right now, if you're not presenting that and demonstrating that, you go get ran over and destroyed. You are, because at the UN, that means United Nations. That's the seat for diplomacy, for civility, you know, for people to be civil and pass laws for governance of the nations. And here it is. You keep identifying with something that don't have a seat at the table. So, oh boy, Donald Trump said it best. He said it's safe to assume that, and this is a quote, don't quote me, quote him. He said it's safe to assume that if you're not at the table, if you don't have a seat at the table, then you're on the menu. And that's just how it goes, folks. So the Prophet for us told us in Acts 6 that with us all members must proclaim their nationality, and we are teaching our people their nationality and their divine creed, that they may know that they are a part and impartial of this said government, and know that they are not Negroes, colored folks, the black people, or Ethiopians, because these names were given to slaves by slaveholders in 1779 and lasted until 1865 during the time of slavery. But this is a new era of time now, and all men now must proclaim their free national name to be recognized by the government in which they live and the nations of the earth. That's right. And so this is the reason why Allah, the great God of the universe, ordained Noble Drew Ali, the prophet, to redeem his people from their sinful ways. The Moorish Americans are the descendants of the ancient Moabites from the who inhabited the northwestern and the southwestern shores of Africa. So Act 6, or the Divine Constitution, already put you on notice already. You feel me? It's a new era of time now. You got to proclaim who you are. You ain't had no seat at the table. You on the menu, so you're getting abused. Mm-hmm. You don't even have civil rights. You still marching for civil rights? Man, that's backwards. We definitely uncivilized if we still marching for civil rights. Man, come on, people. We got to see we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled. It's got to be time to wake up. But when are we going to wake up? When are we going to progress? When are we going to come together, start believing and trusting each other? And start with your own family. You know, that's too big for everybody to go way too deep with everybody, you know. Start with your family. Let's start with our individual families, the ones you can trust. Be example. The ones you can trust and deal with, be example with them. Set up business models. Set up business models where y'all pool your resources and do things together and buy land and resources and stuff. America's for sale around here. At least the top of it, you know, they leased it out. You know, for us as indigenous, aboriginal indigenous, you know, we got to grab a piece of this land, you know, and produce. and we come together with our family members, the ones that think alike. Then we show the rest of them. We don't leave nothing behind. We just got to get in front of you because you don't understand. You're going to hold us back because your ideas, the old ones got to get out the way and the ones who don't know. The old ones still stuck in their old ways. But guess what? The old ways ain't got us nothing. We still the same way that we was, and we worse off. As a matter of fact, you feel me? The production and the evolution that our people was putting together in the back in the day, man, it's been took down. Look at hip hop, man. Hip hop's so dumbed down now, man. It's so dumbed down, man. My era coming up, man, in the '80s, man, it was so conscious. Self destruction. You hear that for self destruction? Yeah, it's waking the people up. Public Enemy chucking them, talking about fight the power. They were so ahead of their time. Fight the power. You got to fight the powers that be. Man, they were so ahead of their time. I used to be grooving to that stuff, but I wasn't conscious like that. You feel me? They had already started killing the spirit. They had knocked the Panthers off and all that old stuff. You feel me? Y'all got to understand what's in y'all, man. Harriet Tubman, all that Panther power, that stuff in y'all. You feel me? There's stuff out there that is sent here to awaken your spirit. Well, go rewatch Black Panther movies. See what they're trying to tell you. See what they're trying to show you right here in this hemisphere. Wake up. You feel me? Wake up, man. Atlantis sunk. Man, Atlantis sunk in the mind. You feel me? The pen is a powerful sword, the power of a pen. And when you learn that, when you start fighting the power of the pen with the when you start fighting that the sword with the pen, when you start using the pen as your sword, man, you get results because the paper trail. See, that's what the messed up thing about everything that was done. It's a paper trail. And even though a lot of the stuff was burned, a lot of the organic laws and people's history and stuff was burned, even in your own families, if you was Aboriginal and stuff, a lot of history was burned. But see, they started history late over here. Man, them people first, you know, them people dipped over here. They start with Christopher Columbus in 1492. Man, them people dipping over here, man, 1025. You feel me, when they dipped over there on Pocahontas, you feel me, Powhatan, you feel me, her father was the king, basically, the chief. He said 30 nations, 30 Aboriginal, which y'all call Indian nations. You feel me, they didn't have that name, which you call Indian. This ain't India. Much love to our Canaanite brethren and sisters, you feel me, but this not India. Yeah, but they came here as well, but it was the Aboriginal, people who cultivated this land first. We all know the Moors navigated the earth, so it's safe to assume and say that they didn't put their flag down every part of the land mass, that they didn't been in experiments and planted some seeds and did something. So who can go beyond that? If they circumnavigated the globe and used the stars and navigated and charted the earth, come on, people. So they charted out a piece of this land for their own. You just got to go and look at where these chartered states are and what landmass that they took these 13 colonies or whatever they started, these plantations, and whose land that is. You feel me? Yeah, it's a broader whole 50 states in this, just in the northern hemisphere. So we ain't saying that they was all around. There was all kinds of people. There was Moabites here, Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites. See, y'all was reading that stuff in the Bible. You didn't identify yourself with it. You only identify with Negro, Black, colored, Afro-American, and African-American. That's all we identify with. So when we got to those parts, we just read over that. So then we was taught, oh, forget the old, end with the new. So all that talk we couldn't understand anyway, we didn't try to go through. We didn't try to go through all the blood lineage. Oh, Abram begot this person, and this person begot this, and all them names. That was too much to keep reading. Oh, man, it didn't need it. It was a bunch of mumbo-jumbo to you. And all them names you can understand. But guess what? Those are people. Those people have descendants. Those people and them descendants traversed the deserts and the lands and populated the earth. You read your Bibles. You read that they went out to the promised land. Well, where was they at first? And where was this promised land? Hell, where did they go out to? Ah, are you at home? Is this the land of milk and honey? Because it showed the most powerful nation. How did it become so powerful? Who are the people that are missing here? How did the land sink? Where are the Atlanteans? So a lot of questions. So if this landmaster belongs to somebody and the people that are here are occupying it, and of course they're foreign because they're from Europe and they're Europeans, so they can't be at home, then where are the people whose land this is? Why haven't they woke up and said, hey, hello, this is our land? Are they all died off? Are they asleep? What's going on? That's the question for you to find out. I've done my studies. It's a question for you to find out. It's safe to assume everybody wants their own land. Why is these people not bucking about their land? Because these people who are here are foreign, guys. They're from Europe. This is not Europe.
Everybody has a landmass that ties to their name, that identifies them. That's what I'm trying to tell you, black folks. You keep saying that. Where the black land at? Europeans got land in Europe. Somewhere. They're tied to somewhere. Their name tied with them. That's why I tell you, these fake names, y'all keep going with these artificial persons. Donald Trump. Man, that's a bogus name. That's artificial. Man, they go put his family name on all these buildings around the world so somebody could sue him and take everything he owns. That's an artificial name. Straw man. Yeah, he's from Europe, European descent. He's from Poland or somewhere, or Germany or somewhere, and he got a name that's directly associated with that land, where he's from. Just like you do, other than that you speak English and you was given somebody else's language and name and all that. That's why you got to culture yourself and get back to self. The I self, law and master. Islam, peace. Islam doesn't mean peace. It just means I self, law and master, because you have all the governance inside of you. Yeah, you have all the laws of the universe inside of you. Yeah, your body is made up of it. It's like in your solar system. You got the planets. You got the planets inside your body. Different solar, different systems inside your body, functioning, following, and they moving in accord. They being obedient. They submitting willingly. You're the only one being unwilling. And then when you do unwilling things, your body starts being unwilling too, because you break it down, because you're putting things unnatural into it. So that's the thing is, we just got to do better. We got to come together. We got to get our science together. Then we got dietary laws, eating laws. Listen, folks, y'all pick up the Bible. Read Genesis. Read it. Begin the Genesis. Read the dietary laws he prescribed to man. And just prove me wrong. Prove that he prescribed meat to man. He said nothing about meat. It's a native claim for everybody to get their sustenance from. And that wasn't the one for you. You got to remember, we was etherings before we was earthlings. If you believe in the fall of man, we was angelic beings. Yeah, we breathe off the ethers, off the air. You feel me? Yeah, off thought activity. Yeah, they had babies off thought activity, off thought alone. You don't think that thought is the cause of it all? Everything that you see is the cause of thought. So why wouldn't you believe that a person could have immaculate birth with just thought? Feel me? Didn't have to go into the thought of it all. So, yeah, everything you see was a thought. A lot of people didn't believe in it. Boom, but it's here. They made it be. They said be and it is. That sounds like a God to me. That sounds like a God to me, when you could create, when you could say be and make it and make something happen. That's what that sounds like to me. So that's what this is about, making sure that we recreate God's understanding who we are. Okay, jurisdictional matters. For all the families that's listening out there and your folks in prison, legalempowermentgroup101@gmail.com. Leave a message. Hey, we're dealing with jurisdiction. Challenge jurisdiction. There's no statute of limitation. Challenge them folks. Ask them by what's their authority. Did they have their delegation of authority? Yeah, the DOA order. Yeah, by what authority did Congress give you to adjudicate? So you get it in writing and see what type of in personam jurisdiction they have over whose person. How you get jurisdiction over my person and by what way? Yeah, you go see by what way. By your black ass, by calling you black. Yeah, you calling yourself black around here, that's how they got jurisdiction of you. And you go see that. You feel me? So when you get that off you and quit calling yourself black, at least check them box other. They wrong. Really, that's pride. It's only one race. Come on, folks. Y'all don't know that it's all from one blood? Man, we one blood. Yeah. All the nations come from one blood. That's right. I said it. Go search your DNA. It ain't a so-called white folk. Y'all keep calling them white. And a so-called European in the rural, they could go do a DNA, and they don't come back with that black, what you call black in them. Yeah. Come on now. Darkness, Farrakhan. I heard the minister say that before. He said, if darkness preceded light, then it's safe to presume that black preceded white. And that's just facts. That's just facts. So that ain't no race hating or nothing, but it's only one race, the human race, the human family, the human family. So listen, I'm not going to get into all that, but yes, that's what you need to understand, and then we quit being divisive. So that's fraudulent when they put that on application. What race? Then they only put white and black. What about the people that don't call themselves white or black? What about somebody that call themselves Indian or somebody that's really from India? You feel me? Or somebody that's from Iraq or Iran? They don't call. What about them? So then they have to check other. Then they go right in what they is. At least y'all could do that. Right in what you is or what you believe you is. But when you keep agreeing to these things, you're not understanding what's going on, this contract and this stuff that's going on. So these are things that's affecting us in the community. When you go get an application, you take that. And actually, you're a resident, address, you put in that stuff in. It's like, man, this is stuff for corporations. Now, everything in the United States is dealing with corporations, because if you go search up the definition of the United States, the United States Code, it tells you, the United States is a corporation. That's it. That's all. And it was created to govern the affairs of the Union States. That's it. Their interest is to govern their affairs on an international scale, outside international scale, to govern their trade and commerce. That's what it is, the big corporation. That's what they was over here to do business for. And you got to understand that. So the Articles of Confederation, we read them. I'm looking at them again right now, the 1643 ones, the Articles of Confederation of the United Colonies of New England. And folks, listen what those colonies were. The Articles of Confederation between the plantations under the government of the Massachusetts, the plantations under the government of New Plymouth, the plantations under the government of Connecticut, and the government of New Haven, with the plantations in combination here therewith. Listen, I'm going to give y'all a little of this so you understand. Whereas we all came into these parts of America with one and the same end and aim, namely to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to enjoy the liberties of the gospel in purity with peace. And whereas in our settling, by a wise providence of God, we are further dispersed upon the sea coast and rivers than was at first intended, so that we cannot, according to our desire, with convenience, communicate in one government and jurisdiction. And whereas we live encompassed with people of several nations and strange languages, which hereafter may prove injurious to us or our posterity. And for as much as the natives have formerly committed sundry insolence and outrages upon several plantations of the English, and have of late combined themselves against us, and seeing by reason of those sad distractions in England, which they have heard of, and by which they know we are hindered from that humble way of seeking advice, or reaping those comfortable fruits of protection, which at other times we might well expect, we therefore do conceive it our bounden duty, without to delay, to enter into a present consociation among ourselves for mutual help and strength in our future concernments, that as in nation and religion, so in other respects, we be and continue one according to the tenure and true meaning of the ensuing articles. Wherefore, it is fully agreed and concluded by and between the parties or jurisdictions above named, and they jointly and severely and severally do by these presents agree and conclude that they all be and henceforth be called by the name of the United Colonies of New England. Just a little to give you that. Those are the 1643 Articles of Confederation. See, they had already been over here. That's 500 years. They've been dipping over here by then. See, 1492, when they tell you about Columbus, that's a bogus story. See, they met Pocahontas, five of them, in 1025 on the East Coast. You feel me? And by the way, Pocahontas was heir to all that land. Father Pocahontas was the chief king of 30 nations, what you call indigenous nations. They call Indian now, but they call indigenous nation what they call black people. Y'all was here before. Y'all was original people here. And people keep going to their history talking about 1800. I got family talking to me talking about 1800. Man, I knew my grandma who was born in 1800. My great-grandma was born in 1800. That ain't going back in old history. Man, our history was way back. Hey, man, listen, man, we civilized this land 10,000 years before a European even got here. They got here 1025. The first record I've seen is probably something prior than that. You know, or later, I don't know. But 1025 was the one with Pocahontas and them when they came in and pulled the bogus move over there. That's how they got their foothold over here. By Pocahontas marrying John Smith or whatever, marrying them, that's what got the foothold, because he became heir. Because in European society, he's patriarch. But in our society, he was matriarch through the woman. But he married her, hauled her off to Europe, and became heir. So that's how they got their foothold to the land over here. But anyway, yeah, the United Colonies of New England. This is a jurisdiction thing, man. And y'all got to understand, man, you think these plantations were set up how you've been taught to read about the plantations with the black folks.
with the so-called blacks and the nooses and the whipping and all that. No, that wasn't what the original was set up for at all. They were set up. They was doing fur trapping, all kinds of stuff they was doing to get out of indentured service. They was indentured servants, and they had been, when you go into debt, and that was your debtor's prison. You had to either work off your debt. So you go to debtor's prison to work off your debt. So they was over here indebted, working off their debt. And it was a lot of stuff on the land they was doing, like fur trapping and stuff like that. Like I said, beaver pelts and minerals and stuff that they was, working off to do. And it was the most of the Slavics of European descent was over here. So that's how that started off. Then it became what it became. You know, the people seen the folks over here, and then they wanted the land. They seen they had stuff on the land, and how they was living humbly, you know, and they thought they was backwards for that. And they just bulldozed, man. They just had the aggression, and they bulldozed. So now when you see in your community, you see the police everywhere. They on the freeway setting speed traps. It's just bogus, man. It's real bogus. And you a native in your own land. But Martin Luther King said his best. The black man, the Negro, finds himself exiled in his own land. You exiled in your own land and don't even know it. And that's the thing about it. We need to wake up and understand. You at home. Yeah, you keep saying that. You keep saying that you got native in you. Okay, well, identify with it. You see the McGirt versus Oklahoma case. You see the implications of that. You one of those people. Okay, you one of those people, so identify with it and get your right. Get what you got coming to you. You got stuff owed to you. Quit calling yourself black and stand up and know that your people was already here. And quit thinking that your people were slaves. Okay, it could be some history of somebody enslaved you, saying somebody in your family. Man, but your people was here civilized already. Then people came over here and warred on us. And the police was to chase you down on them horses when you runaway slaves. So that's what the Black Code Laws was sanctioned for by the church, 1774. Look it up. That was to keep you enslaved, to keep you from running away, keep you from going using their bathroom, their waters, and to keep your black ass in check. That's what it was for. So they put all these codes and laws out there. You can't do this, nigga. You can't do that, nigga. Come here, nigga. What you doing, nigga? Hey, nigga, didn't I tell you this? And you're like, damn. All you got to do, all you want to do is put your head down and go out in the field. You feel me? You can't do nothing. So that's what that happened. So now you understand why these all these laws out there. And the only sanctioned law by the Constitution is the sheriff. Because you got to be elected officials under the Constitution. And the police forces in your city, they're not elected. They're selected. They're hired mercenaries. That's why they're all in your community with their foot on your throat and on your back and your neck. Yeah, they're trying to keep your black ass in check. Them to haul your ass off to the plantation. It's big business. Y'all don't understand that. But you go across the tracks, you go uptown, they're not up there. They got to be called up there, and they coming in a hurry. Yeah, your folks go die on the street. They call you by there. So you got to understand what that is. They hired for that, to protect and serve, not to protect and serve you. You keep hollering that. You black. Black lives don't matter. You keep hollering that. They're not to protect and serve you. They protect and serve the interests of the person who hired them. What my people who I hire go protect your interests for, and you're not a part of my corporation or my business? You got to be out your mind if you think that the people that work for me and my interests are serving for your interests. No. See, that's what y'all get it wrong. You see how that works? No, they're to serve the interests of their employer. Now, if their employer's interests are aligned with yours, then you would reap those rewards. So that's what you got to understand. So the employer, who are their employers? The employers are the corporations, the same corporation that's been having the foot on your ass. Right, the same corporation that's controlling you and calling you a ward of the state and saying, that's my nigga. Yeah, then copyrighted and coined you, reproduced you, created you on paper, artificial person. You look like a person. You look like a human being. You got rights like a human being, but you're not. You're like Ted. You're like Ted the movie and Ted 2. Go back and study it. Yeah, that's who you are. That was just about it. They threw it in your face and talked about you and laughed at you. Artificial person. They even made him brown. He even was hip smoking weed and do the stuff that you love, just shaking around, doing nothing, smoke weed all day, having sex, yeah, and talking shit, swallowing spit. Yeah, that's how they say it. That's what that's all Ted was doing. He wasn't on nothing. He didn't have no job, nothing. You feel me? And the bride, his girl, loves his stinking, his dirty drawers. That's how it go in the black hood, in the black community. That's just what's going on with Ted. So that's what we need to get on. Like I said, we need to create a business model. We need to network together with our own family members first. Put your money together, folks. Start a little trust fund. Put your money together. Start finding stuff that you can buy, put little homes, little fixer-uppers. You know, you can put people in for cheap.
You feel me? Little stuff on the Monopoly board. You know, you got to buy Baltic Avenue and Mediterranean Baltic places over there. Yeah, you come around, go. That's your ass. You got to park it, go all the time. You're going to hit that little place now. It might not mean nothing without no hotels on it, but now you get you some little hotels on there, that little stuff start costing now when you're in your bankroll, ain't right? And then you go down a little further to the other little place, the little light blue places down there. They ain't too expensive. Two people, you got some little cheap places. Okay, you laughing and skinning and grinning now, but let me get these little hotels on there. When you come around here, and I got hotels on all three of them and hotels on Baltic and Mediterranean, I'm going to bust you up. Now you ain't skinning and grinning no more when you come around that corner now. That's right. So that's what's the importance of it. Understanding the Monopoly board got different levels on it. There's different levels to this. They always talk about it. There's levels to this. Yeah, different levels. So you just got to get in where you can get in. And you get in at one place, and then you expound on that. You build on it. The key to it is when you bought it, you had to build on it. You couldn't just hold it like it was. It ain't worth nothing. Nobody pass by and give you $2 all day. They give you $6 all day, $8 all day. But they didn't start taking you serious until you invested into it, until you put some money into it, and you builded it up. Now they recognize you when they came around the corner. They had to salute you now. Yeah, and if they land on you, they got to pay you, or they got to agree with you and work agreement with you. They have to contract with you. See? So that was the understanding that. Understanding not just sitting on your money. You got to get you something. And when you got something, then the other people that got something, they got to come around too. And they don't want to lose what they got, because if they got to continue to pay you, they're going to have to degrade their houses, their hotels. So they can be skinning and grinning because they got Park Place and Broadway. Who gives a damn? But, hell, if you run around and you go hit everything else on the board, you about to take all that stuff down. So now guess what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to contract. They're going to have to network. They're going to have to pool resources in order to come around this board with the other people. They're going to have to link up and do something. See? You see how this works? See? Together, we can work together. But as one, some would say we're going to have to destroy all each other. Somebody going to have to fall and crash. See, that's what the big corporations doing. They're making us fall and crash. But we got to come together and work together. So our little twos and threes just in our family alone. Hey, we put that together. $12,000 for a tier three for your business. Yeah, that's going to get you booming, man. That's going to have you go get vehicle leasing. Go get you a fleet of cars for your business. Go get you all the net 30, net 60, net 90 accounts you need. And you can employ your family. Go get you 10 trucks. 20 employees, two people in a truck. Go pick up some. Start some stuff, a wholesale. Start a nonprofit. Start employing. Yeah, but it costs $12,000 to get the business line, the business credit, for the banks to give you the business money that you need. Yeah, so you get at least $300,000, $500,000. Yeah. You can't do it by yourself if you ain't got $12,000. But if you got 20 people in your family, then what you go, then you don't need as much. You see? So that's how they go. You know? So if you got 50 people in your family that's willing, then you don't need that much. You just do the math. Okay, break it down. But I could employ 20 people. You feel me? That ain't even $1,000 a piece. See, you have the $1,000, but you didn't have the 12. But you want to go to business for self, and you think when you're going in with each other, you ain't doing it for self. No, you just form a major corporation. You form a parent corporation, and you guys keep your other corporation. You'll be member companies under the parent company. And the parent company, all you do is distribute. You distribute to the other companies. That's all you do. So you just keep your company, John and Tim and Tammy and Lisa. You keep your company. Whatever you need, the parent company, we're going to make sure that we distribute it, because we're going to get the funding. So if we get $400,000 and there's four of us, or if it's 20 of us and then we get $400,000, then we got 20 of us. We split it 20 ways. It's simple math, simple business. You feel me? Then you go get all the stuff that we need, the cars, the stuff you need, and employ. And then we put back into that. We put into another business. You feel me? And then we employ our families. And then it becomes, the next thing you know, we booming out here. We feeding communities. We feeding our families. But, man, it's that simple, man. Come together, man. We knew better, we do better. You feel me? I see a lot of y'all networking on Instagram, Facebook, and stuff with your businesses, and that's good. But start networking again and form a parent company. You feel me? Listen, AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's my website, AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. Free consultations, and then we'll go from there.
15 minutes, I get to you free. Then after that, you can hook it and book it. And then I got a tax-deductible non-profit 501c3. You know, you got a form M where you can get tax deductions for the stuff that you do, for the donation you do. So never fear. Information highway. Listen, Google and Facebook, you know how they became the powers that they are right now? Selling data, information. Guess whose information and data they sold? Yours. They took all the information that they get from you and sell it to the people to know your likes, your interests, your dislikes. And that's how they're balling. So guess what you got to do, ladies and gentlemen? You got to buy information. You knew better, you do better. The more you know, the better it's going to go, the farther you go. So that's what this is about. That's what this form is about here. So that's another form. Also, you can hook up. We got a nonprofit, Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity, you know, 501c3, and we helping inner city youth. Man, no families left behind, man. Feed you, taking donations of food. You can reach that at health.more@yahoo.com. Got that website coming up, too. It's just a lot of things going on, man. There's a lot of stuff in the works. We got to be movers, man. We got to be industrious. That's what Moors are. Moors industrious. I don't know what everybody identifies. I know everybody don't identify with Moors. I don't mean to be offensive to nobody. I'm just explaining to you who I am. We industrious, you feel me? Upright, independent, and fearless, you feel me? You feel me? We're going to look adversity in his face. We're going to look power in his face because we understand that force supersedes power. You feel me? There's a lot of people out there, like I said, doing good work, doing good things, you feel me? And we need to continue that. We need to continue to extend our hand and aid and assist our brothers and sisters. We need to continue to teach the youth better things, better ways. We need to get a better diet. You know, we need to get a better dress code. We can't continue to dress the way that we do. Sisters, you feel me? You're the first teachers of the nation. You can't dress like that. You feel me? I'm not going to appreciate you for nothing. I'm just going to look at you for your body. I'm going to lust for that, sister. It's in me. Man, I want to see that. Man, that thing look good. You feel me? But, sister, I'm not trying to equate nothing that's in your mind because all I'm thinking about is the dog chasing the cat. Why must I just get nothing but the dog in me? I'm ruthless. That's all I see. That's what I see, ladies. Sisters, please. You feel me? Don't take it off like that. Satan wants you to take it off like that. Don't take it off like that. Make us appreciate your mind. Cover up. The veil is so beautiful. All I can do is appreciate your beautiful glow, your face. I can't even go no further than that. And if your mind go further than that, then you just sick and distorted already. You need to be out of society, for real. If you're just looking at somebody's face and then your mind just go all out there. But if you just give me your whole body without me having to get into bed with you, without me having to even know you, I mean, you making it so simple. That's why the world is perverted. Come on, sis, y'all got to cover it up, man. The Quran said, you know, a lot of women going to be in that hellfire because of that. You're provoking the men. Don't do that, sis. Make them appreciate your mind. And then you boo-hoo and cry when we don't treat you right. You're not giving us nothing to go on. You're feeding into the stereotype. And men, quit treating your woman like that. Quit treating her like that. She's not a B and an H. That ain't who she is. And you're going to have sex with her unprotected. And then what you think you're going to recreate? Hey, man, the seed is only good as the soil. So the seed is perfect. So if you got that mind state, the seed got it, and then it go into the soil. And the soil ain't no good because you didn't muddy the soil up. You feel me? You didn't pollute the soil. You got her mind all messed up. You feel me? All confused. She running to the other sisters now because you done got her so confused and abused her up and beat her up. So we just got to learn better and got to do better. You feel me? Got to treat her right. You feel me? You treat her mind. Feed her mind with the maxims of truth. Treat her mind right. You know, feed her spirit right. You feel me? Then when you impregnate her, it's going to be beautiful. Y'all can rebirth something good, a God. You feel me? The tree only go bear the fruit that it is. You feel me? So that's what it is in life. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just really want to thank y'all, man, for coming in. I want to thank y'all. You know, it's, life is beautiful. So we just got to see it for that. There's a lot of lessons learned. You feel me? There's a lot of things we go through. A lot of things we go wish we could take back. But don't wish you could take it back. Just do better. You feel me? Reach out to people. Reach out in lives in those areas and touch areas where you can affect those things where you was weak at, where you wish you could have do better. You can do better. Help. Be an advocate for change in those areas. You feel me? That's what it's about. And listen, get out there to the right information. Quit depending on Google so much. Get books, physical books. Go into the archives, the Library of Congress. Set up an account. Get stuff out there. It's paper trails, ladies and gentlemen. Find out who you are, you know, and identify yourself with something and somebody and get you a piece of this land. The rights of indigenous, the Charter for the Rights of Indigenous Children, the Rights of Indigenous Children, United Nations Charter, says that all children have the right to a nationality. And you can change your nationality. Hell, they all flow into your blood. And people are like, oh, I got this in me. No, you're the original man. You got that melanin. You know you're the original man, so everything comes forth out of you. We all one. That's what y'all don't understand. We all one. You got to go back into science and understand how the shades came about. Okay, you can believe what you want about it. Just somebody live here, leave there. The shades came about by science. You feel me? Just like it's science now, by splicing of the genes, science. And you got germs inside of your genes, a dark germ and a light germ. So that's how the shades came about. It's already inside of the original dark germ. All right. So understand, like I said, get your study game up, you know. People die from a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding, you feel me? Now people always say, I got to need knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. No, you got to get knowledge and understanding first, then you can get wisdom. You got to know, you feel me, before you can understand, you feel me? And then you got to take what you know and understand it to apply it, to make it applicable. You feel me? You don't know nothing if you ain't applying it. You can say what you want about what you know. If you can't make it applicable, if you can't show and prove it, then you know nothing. And based on what we've been showing, we know nothing. Yeah, Yahushua, y'all keep calling him Jesus if y'all want to. His name is Yahushua. Yeah, Yahushua said the truth will set you free, but we're not free. So we're not free. And listen, I've been popping these vitamin C's, 1,000 milligrams with roll tips 3 times a day, along with my vitamin, my own immunity booster in the morning. Yeah, Ollie. I take the Ollie immunity boosters with Edelberry in them. Yeah, I pop 3 of them in the morning. And since I start taking them and the 1,000 milligrams of the vitamin C with the rose hip in them 3 times a day, man, my body feel good. I get out, go do that walk in the morning, go do that walk in the evening. My body feel good. Yeah, I boost my own self up. I don't know if them putting nothing in me to boost me up, putting some unnatural stuff in me. I'm cool. I wait for the results. I sit back and wait. Been going all this time through the trauma. I just stand away from people. And that's what they tell you. That's what they do when you get it. They tell you, hey, stay away from people. They go, yeah, go for 14 days. So that tells you right there, that's the key. Staying away from people. Y'all want to get all out in the public. It was just like the time when they released us from slavery. Y'all wanted to go all and be where master at and want to eat at his restaurant and stuff. He said he don't want you there. So why do you want to be there? And they tell you don't go out in public. It's out in the air. Don't go out in public unless you really need to. Keep your mask on, stay away from people, and get back in the house. Stay around you and yours. Don't let nobody in your house, coming around your house, people running around doing stuff. You'll be all right. Yeah, quit biting on this. Study finds COVID variant affects vaccinated individuals more than unvaccinated. Right. Study. Fully vaccinated man in critical condition after contracted COVID. Received Johnson & Johnson. And by the way, Johnson & Johnson is the same people that just publicly came and said that ovarian cancer, they knew ovarian cancer, that their powder caused ovarian cancer. Now, if they're cold-blooded like that, and something the outside of you was killing off the womb of your mothers and sisters and daughters, I only can imagine what it was doing. If it was killing off the womb on the outside, they just putting on powder and just killing the womb of the woman who is the first teacher of the nation, all things come through the female, then I could only imagine, how would you let them put something inside of you? This is just chaos, family, what we're doing out here and what we're allowing these people to do. So like I said, everybody got the right to contract. They can't force you to do nothing. But when they start saying that if you don't get it, they won't let you in these places, that's forcing you. That's telling you that something's wrong, something that's right here. They're forcing you. Well, who want to integrate? We don't want integration right now. It's segregation right now. Everybody need to be segregated, all the nations, all the people right now, because it's a plague going around the land right now. So you need segregation. You need everybody stay around their own, pray up, stay healed up, immune up. And that's what it's about, in the nation to heal. But other than that, hell, we don't need to go take these, oh, my goodness, Lord, help us. Pharaoh, let my people go. Yes, yes, and Moses told them, there's been many plagues on the land, many plagues, many pestilence, many famines, Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go. He seemed like he loosened his rein, but it's going to come a time when he's going to have to bear witness, and he's going to willingly, tell the folks all the time, you're going to willingly or unwillingly submit, and he's going to willingly submit, and it's going to go back to the rightful heirs of the land, and it's going to go back to beautiful. Yeah, and then the weather going to go back to what it used to be over here, tropical, and the fruits and the vegetables and stuff are going to grow back good, and the earth is going to be cleansed. The earth has to cleanse itself, folks. You know, natural disasters, it has to cleanse itself, and it's a lot of impurity, a lot of filth on the earth, and it's only one clean and pure nation that's going to inherit the earth, one clean and pure people that's going to inherit the earth. That's what y'all need to be working on, and that's what I'm trying to work on for me and my family. Started with me and my family first, and then we spread it out abroad. So all y'all out there working, doing the same thing, on that type of mission like that with your family, that's what time it is. That's what we own. So, like I said, I want to thank y'all for coming out. I want to thank y'all for passing on the word, the morning drip. Prisoners, prisoner reform, we own that. We're putting the package together to help them with the jurisdiction, to get their nationality together. Yeah, we're putting the package together. Hey, man, y'all, there's a lot of forums out there where y'all can get some real good knowledge out there. RV Bay Publications is one for sure. Yeah, go there. Good book knowledge. Send your people today in prison. Go to rvbaypublications.com. Man, they got a lot of pamphlets on there. Dirt cheap. Helping the people. Go get them up the game so they can understand for themselves what's going on. Get themselves out of them prisons. Yeah, but we helping the people out here, doing paperwork for them, getting their identities together on who they really are so they can go in there and really challenge them people and challenge the court, which is exposing. We're not doing prison reform. That's what we call it. That's what people call it. We're shutting them down. It's over with. The game is over with. You ain't for reforming nobody. You're doing is kidnapping people wrongfully. If you was rightfully doing it, they would be in the right jurisdiction under their own peers and around their own people so they could get the right justice, people to understand their plight and what they're going through. Like I said, you guys could continue to join me, the morning drip, pass the word, all the way up in Alaska. I see y'all. Thanks for joining in. I joined this 90 minutes with y'all today. We'll be back on Wednesday. We're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5:30, 7:30, 8:30. That's Pacific Central Eastern Times. I will be having some guests soon. Got some little rap stars, upcoming rap stars, doing their little thing. Will come in and speak on what they got going on. I got some other people in different fields to come in and speak some truths in their sciences, what they got going on. So we just go broaden the field, and we're going to start opening this thing up once a week for call-ins. So we go do that, figure that out. But in the time being, man, y'all stay blessed, stay peaceful, and check in, man. Check in with some of them tools, man. Get out there and really get your information in. Prisoners, don't forget, Legal Empowerment Group 101 at gmail.com. And Almore, that's A-L-M-O-O-R, Almore Consultation, LLC.com. Book you a consultation, the free consultation. And health.more, that's the word health and the word more. Health.m-o-o-r at yahoo.com. And we do have a website for Almore Consultation, and we do have a website for Legal Empowerment Group, and the health website is coming soon. So y'all just stay with us. We'll try to build this thing up bigger and get more information on the next topic on Wednesday. We're going to be dealing with business formation. So we're going to go into the real depths of what business formation is and how you get the type of funding that you need and how we pooled our resources so we could really expedite this process. And that's what this is all about. So, hey, peace and love forevermore. Hope that we all blessed. Tune in again in the coming time. Peace out. Y'all enjoy yourselves and be safe out there. Peace.